Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Where tonight, I promise, we will try to be better than the Hornets. We may not succeed. We will try to be better than the Hornets tonight, who lost a preseason game to the Mavericks, 127-59.
Well, the beauty 17? Of it is, in this business, ain't nobody running us out of the gym like that. From pillar to post, I'll take them all on. Let's go.
127-59. The Hornets lose. 17, 13, 11, and 18. Those are their four quarters.
Where's that Miami kid?
Ooh, man.
Good job.
That is
good effort.
Not what you want to see. Wow. 59 points. Even though it's
it's an exhibition game.
Yeah,
exactly. Come on, now you set the bar so low, Jason.
Yeah.
Anything you do in the regular season is going to be a positive.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Now it's like, hey, we scored 65
in this game. Look how trash we
are. We scored 70 in this game. Yeah, but they scored 125. It doesn't matter. We were scoring 59 just a week ago. Now we're at 70. We're a work in progress. Give us some time.
Play the Alan Jackson song as your intro. Just be patient, because I'm a work in progress. And that's it, every quarter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bubba Shot the Jukebox. The big Alan
Jackson
song.
That's not him. That's Mark Chestnut.
I thought that was Alan Jackson did Bubba Shot the Jukebox.
No.
What's the big Alan Jackson song I like then? Ah, that's going to bug me now.
Chattahoochee.
No. It's a no, it's going to bother
me. Pop a top.
No.
No, he's got a lot of them. I mean, he's got a lot of number one hits. He wrote, because he writes all his own music, so he's richer than, pretty much anybody else in the music game.
Oh, sure. Are you sure?
And he wrote a lot of number one hits for other folks.
Mm, I really thought it was Bubba Shot.
Remember When, Living on Love.
No. It was an older one. It wasn't
Chasing That Neon Rainbow, Gone Country.
No.
Montgomery, that's a great song.
No. I'm sorry. He had Don't Rock the Jukebox. That's what it was. He had Don't Rock the Jukebox. Bubba Shot the Jukebox. Right. That's it. He had Don't Rock the Jukebox. That's what it was. Now I remember.
Play me a country
now I'm good
song.
Now. I feel there good now go. Because that would have bothered me the entire show. Now I'm done.
Anytime we can get the jukebox in, we're good.
He also did the theme for Gone Country, right? The song, the movie? Didn't he do that?
No, that's George Strait.
That's George Strait. Oh man, I'll tell you, I am not going to take country music stars.
You also had the Joe Diffie song "Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox If I Die." No word when he died last year whether they actually did that or not.
All right, so I need Mike to do more knowledge on country music singers. Welcome inside tonight. Off night in Major League Baseball for playoffs and off night in the National Football League. It's like, wait a minute, we've had games every night. Although we did get the United States men's national team a big win over Costa Rica. And I'll tell you, Mike, I found a job that I could be better at with no experience. And that is I can be not a Twitter influencer, but what would be the right way to describe it? I could be not a Twitter inspiration. I should be a motivational tweeter. That's what I could do.
Because
I tweet out,
that.
United States gives up that first goal to Costa Rica, and I'm like, my God, the Jets start faster than United States men's national team. It can't score in the first half. I tweet that out there. 2 minutes later, bang, Des scores to tie the game at one apiece. I did my work. I could be a motivational tweeter. I should have got paid for that. U.S. men's national team should have paid me for that tweet. 2 minutes after I put that out there, boom, they scored. They go on to win 2-1. That's all me. I'm going to take credit for that goal.
Well, you take that. I was watching some NWSL on Twitch in parallel, so I was having some fun with that.
Were you playing video
really
games at the same time?
Officiated games. No video game watching. That's just where they stream the women's league.
No, but anytime anybody's on Twitch, they're always doing video games as well. It's like you can't just
do something.
No, you have to be playing the video game.
I was multitasking by watching the men's game.
Dude, I watch. No, Blake Snell is always playing video games on Twitch when he is talking about how upset he is about things. It's always video games involved.
Well, I'll have to just get a joystick to sit in front of me, even if I'm not actually playing a game.
No, just put the headset on. You don't need to just put the headset on and pretend like just look like you're looking at a screen and then do your thing. It's got to be video games. It has to be.
So I could constantly claim I'm distracted by something. I like that.
Exactly. See, now you got it. Now you got it. So we have a lot of NFL, a lot of NBA to get to tonight, and clearly there's been big developments with Kyrie Irving. Again, I hate to say we told you so, but we kind of told you so. But we'll start tonight with the latest in the John Gruden fiasco, because if you want to be mad at somebody besides John Gruden, right, you want to complain about somebody, we'll tell you the guy to complain about, and that is Raiders owner Mark Davis. Today, he broke silence in the aftermath of Gruden's resignation as Raiders head coach after all of these hateful, racial, misogynistic, homophobic remarks he made on emails was made public. And his response today, after Gruden resigned on Monday night, was, "I have no comment. Ask the NFL. They have all the answers." This is what Mark Davis told ESPN. "No comment. Ask the NFL. They have all the answers." Implying that while investigators have gone through 650,000 emails, oh, the NFL seemingly has all the answers now. Why is it poor John Gruden and me who's gotten singled out here by the National Football League? So now he's playing. Now they're playing the victim. Why? Dude. This is the guy to be mad about in Mark Davis, because he is someone who, A, when he knew the results of the emails and what John Gruden said on Friday, the entire team knew he allowed John Gruden to coach the team on Sunday, knowing full well this was going to get out and Gruden was going to wind up losing his job. So all this gets out and still go coach the team. I'm not going to suspend you. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to act at all. Go coach the team. The emails get out. And then when there's a hurried meeting he has with John Gruden, Gruden is allowed to resign. He is allowed to resign. Mark Davis doesn't step up and say, "I'm sorry, you're fired. We can't have you here with this kind of hate speech. This is awful. You can't coach a team if this is how you behave over the course of your career." No statement from Mark Davis after about, "This is awful and we cannot condone this and this is not something John Gruden, when we got results of these emails, blah, 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 blah." Nothing from him. Nothing from him in the aftermath. Just this, that, "Oh, now I'm being picked on. You know what? I'm sorry that your head coach said all of those awful things, but it happened." And now he's just doing the old, "Hey, let's do what's fashionable. Let's blame the NFL. Whenever something goes wrong I don't like, let's just blame the NFL." Right? Like I should do that in my life. Whenever something goes wrong I don't like, I just blame the NFL. Even if it has nothing to do with the NFL, I'm going to blame the NFL. "Oh, I was late to pick up Zoe from school. Dad, why were you late?" "Ah, it's the NFL's fault. It's all the NFL's fault." Now Mark Davis saying, "Oh, look at me. All these other things that are in the emails that could embarrass other people, but this is the one that gets out. Oh, look at me. Poor me, poor Raiders." No, you're the one that has had an epic failure on this, in that you can't even acknowledge how bad these things were, and you just sat back and let the guy resign without even stepping up and saying, "Hey, this is bad. I understand this." No, that's the guy to be mad at. You want to be mad at somebody? "Oh, I'm mad at Roger Goodell for hiding the emails. I'm mad at this. I'm mad at that." No, that's the guy to be mad at, because that's the guy who had an epic fail that continues on now, painting himself as the victim, is Mark Davis.
Well, we go back to his statement that was released on Friday. Quote, "The content of email regarding Demoris Smith from John Gruden when he worked for ESPN 10 years ago is disturbing and not what the Raiders stand for, etc. Addressing the matter with Coach Gruden, we'll have no further comment at this time." All right, so on Friday, as we talked about, the distancing of, "Hey, he was an ESPN guy, we didn't know about this, vetted." And you've had several players take up for John Gruden in their press availabilities midweek, as well as so many others who've taken to their megaphones as well on the other side to talk about their experiences with him. As for Mark Davis, look, the resignation, I'm always hesitant, right, when a guy resigns versus fired. I mean, it's the same thing. Then it just becomes a battle of dollars and cents, right, and the legalese. Because don't we kind of recognize that he was going to have to get let go or be dismissed or whatever term you want to use, or walk away as it is, and I guess only for the Wikipedia notes of what the difference is and whatever the legal fights are over whatever the rest of his contract is. But suffice to say, he's no longer the Raiders head coach. Now, for Mark Davis to not get in front of the microphones and send the new head coach, you know, who's got 49% of control.
Yeah, 49%.
51.
49%. Yeah.
Well, it's flip. You know, Mike Mayock in this added 2% control, and Bisaccia, you know, long a Gruden guy, because that's the part of it that really is the – look, they're all Gruden guys. So for Mark Davis, other than firing everybody but Gus Bradley, I don't know that he really has a choice
right now,
terms of the administration of the team. But he should have addressed the press more than asked the NFL.
But look, but let's be honest. If there's two people in charge of something and one person has 51%, the other person has 0%. They don't have 49%.
No, that's right. It doesn't
they
matter.
They have 0%.
Right.
No,
well,
that.
But that's just it. He has controlling interest? Yeah. Yes, that means he has all the interest. So that's certainly one, whatever. It's just one of those fun things to play with numbers here. But right now, Mike Mayock left to clean up a mess. Derek Carr and, you know, trying to figure out personnel-wise, right? The offensive line has been a mess, and now they're dealing with this, right? Carl Nassib took a personal day today instead of attending practice and whatever press availability. So you've certainly got some issues in the locker room off of the insensitive comments that came to light. For Mark Davis, I have to wonder if he's not already, you know, going to get called to the commissioner's office, and that's the next part of this, right? There's some reports. Our friend Jason Cole has his notes on this, as do others, about, you know, the long play here in the league and how this goes through. But for Mark Davis to not address any of this beyond a 2 or 3 line note passed through media members, and instead of getting in front of a microphone and just owning it, is certainly disheartening. Just, you know, you're not the coach leading them in the locker room, but you're still seen as the leader of this multi-billion dollar franchise, your dad's franchise, and all of the Gruden comments and everything that's come out. And look, you could be mad about how the way it comes out. I get that. But it did, and here we are, and you have to go deal with it. Everything that came out in those Gruden emails were the absolute antithesis of everything Al Davis had worked for and done with his hiring and the way he ran his organization. Doesn't mean he didn't have a bunch of rogues playing on Sundays. That's a whole other matter.
There were always
right?
rogues.
So, like,
there
we have
there.
But yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we have to separate those for a moment. But all of this, this was the time for Mark Davis to stand up on the legacy of his father, and he didn't.
No, I went from being embarrassed for the Raiders and embarrassed for him and understanding that he is probably morally challenged as a person when you can't at least come out and put a statement about, hey, this is bad, or I can't act about it. I know you love John Gruden. You've known the guys. You got to fire him, right? I mean, Fred Willard had to fire Ron Burgundy. Ron, I got to fire. I don't want to, but I got to fire you. No, you can do that. But what really sent me over on it, what really pissed me off on it is how now he is so quickly turned to play the victim. So quickly, it's ask the NFL. They know everything. This story is 2 days old. This is not even a week has gone by, and suddenly, well, now I can play the victim, because I see what's happening now with many people in the media and the press and in the NFL calling for release of these emails. Yes, let me now play the victim. No, I'm sorry. You got to own it. You own this for a few days. You own the team. And already now it's, yeah, I want to step away. You haven't taken any responsibility. And now I want to step away from it and say, yes, it's the NFL's fault. I went from being embarrassed to just being pissed. And now Mark Davis is a guy that whatever he does, however he moves forward, this is what's going to define him. His lack of inaction when he heard about this. And I wonder how this is going to play in the Raiders locker room over the long haul. It's, boy, our owner couldn't even stand up and fire a coach who had said so many hateful things about people. I don't even know if he's ever telling the truth about me. And he couldn't even stand up and do it. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I like Vegas and all, but I could go play someplace else. I mean, right. I went from embarrassed to being just out and out mad and pissed that Mark Davis decides to say, I'm the victim now. Go look at me. It's poor me. Yes, poor me. I got to fire a coach. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you kind of had to do it. There was no question about it.
Team on the edge after that hot 3-0 start. I do want to say this just really quick, because I thought you were transitioning and searching for the movie Pure Country. I corrected you inadvertently. That was George Strait. Gone Country was, in fact, an Alan Jackson hit.
Okay. All right. See, there we go. All right. Now, there we go. Now, I've learned more about
you didn't know that, but yes.
More.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no, I kind of did. I needed you to verify it for me, and then you somehow found a way to tell me I was wrong, but now you're telling me I was right. So it's okay.
Well, because the way you paused, it sounded like you were looking for the movie, right? Where the guy from Friday Night Lights goes in and takes his spot when he decides he's tired of the glitz and glamour of the what is no longer country music. He becomes Dusty. And so that was pure country. And that gave you the classic, I Cross My Heart. There you go. There's your Slide Over Baby song for
Wednesday. Wasn't that our side? The Sidewalk Ends, Our Love Begins? Was that the other one,
That's
too?
Right. That was right, in that movie as well. Yeah,
look
yeah.
How much more I know
that's
already.
That's George Strait. Nicely done.
I got so much smarter in the last 10 minutes. Who knew? Look at all that. Must be all the Gingo Biloba. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations. They do apply. Well, if yesterday we found out and we told you the Nets have moved on from Kyrie Irving, if there was any doubt, the story that broke a last hour or so, that should cement it for you. We'll bring it to you coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Greetings and welcome inside Hour 3 of The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Mike Harmon, the floor recognizes the senator from Chicago.
Look, the disco ball's still down. Marching band refuses to yield as we begin the second half of the show here on a big Wednesday night. I think you spoiled Squid Game for all of us. Tyshirt and I were talking about it, during the pause for the cause, and I think you kind of screwed us all over about squids and stuff. I mean, that was just unfair. That was really wrong.
How did I spoil Squid Game?
When you brought up what your wife kept asking you about, that lead me to infer that, you know, something was missing in this whole process. And if that's the case, I want my money back.
Okay, well, the name of the show is Squid Game. Okay, that's the name of the show. That's the name of the TV show is Squid Game. And my wife just kept saying, have there been squids yet? I mean, maybe there's no squids. Maybe it's an ironic title. Maybe there's squids in every episode. Maybe the whole thing is that they're playing games and they're playing games against squids, and the squids kill the people if they don't win the game. Could be all of those things. Could be none of those things. I didn't ruin anything.
No, just the way you said it, you kind of blew it for all of us. So, you know, wait, beat it.
Yeah, I blew it by my wife saying, are there squids yet? Have we seen the squids yet? All it is squids.
By the way, fried squid is delicious. Remember to cook them on a very high heat to make it work properly.
Very nice. But yeah, well, remember the name of the name of the movie, the name of the TV series is Squid Game. So, I mean, it's, you know.
But Jay, I'm with Mike here because I watched Saw, and not once did I see a saw. So I was a little upset.
Right. So, but now you don't know. Maybe there's no squids. Maybe there is absolutely no squids in this. Maybe it's all about squids.
And maybe it's actually the evil Squidward from the SpongeBob SquarePants series that's really the evil mastermind of it all.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
You liked that, didn't you? You didn't see that twist coming from the evil mind of Harmon, did you?
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you the absolute truth about Squid Game. Look, LeBron said he just disliked the ending. I'm telling you, the ending is great. The ending is great. It's you have to get through the first two episodes, right? The first episode is really good. You're like, okay, I get it now. You kind of know what you know, going in, you kind of know what it's about. So you're like, okay, I want to get to the part where it starts to get good. And it does. And then the second episode, you're like, what is happening? What is happening? What? Why am I so incredibly bored? What is going on here? I want to fast forward past everything.
Hey,
you got to get through that second episode.
Character development.
Oh, it's just, I mean, really. It's. I mean, I get why they did it, the second episode, why they did what they did. But I'm like, that. All that does is just upset me and make me go, do I really want to watch this? Oh, and I will say this. And I will say this for Squid Game. This is very, very important. It's obviously, it's in Korean. And there's two ways to watch it. You can watch it with the in Korean with the subtitles, or you can watch it dubbed over in English. Don't watch the dubbed over version. because it'll make it'll take you out of it entirely and make you laugh, because the inflection that the translation puts on what is said doesn't really match what's said on the screen. I mean, it's funny for 5 minutes because you're laughing going, oh my God, this looks awful. That's not at all the emotion he's conveying or she's conveying in this scene. So after a few minutes, I said, all right, I got to go to the regular, and I was much more happy. Going to the Korean with the subtitles is great, because look, it's action. You know, you don't really need to see, and you know, you've seen enough now with closed caption and seeing the words on the screen. It's not that big a deal, but trust me, it will take you out of the show if you watch the dubbed version of it with seeing it in English. Don't do it that way. Do it the other way. Trust me.
Well, there you go. And that's one to grow on.
That's one to grow on. So Kyrie Irving, who is not going to play for the Nets until he gets vaccinated, the Nets said this, and are preparing for life without Kyrie Irving. Today, Shams Charani of The Athletic and Yahoo said the Nets are not going to offer Kyrie Irving a future contract. We told you last night, the Nets are out of the Kyrie Irving business. They are moving on. Everything they have done is moving on. If they wanted Kyrie Irving around, they would still find a way to say, hey, Kyrie, we need you. Oh my God, this is unbelievable. We got to have you. They're not doing it. They've moved on. But Kyrie has been a bit of a mystery throughout all this. Why is he not getting vaccinated? What's his reasons for it? Why is he not? Is he close to coming back? Does he want to play? He went on Instagram Live, and it just finished a few minutes ago. Now, we're going to give you a good rip of Kyrie Irving and what he's saying, and going to break things down as it goes. Here's the beginning of Kyrie Irving getting on Instagram Live and explaining his whole situation about not getting vaccinated and not playing right now for the Brooklyn Nets.
I had to stop running away from using my voice and using my platform to, you know, speak on what's true and what's mine. You know, nobody's going to hijack my voice. Nobody's going to take the power away from me that I have for speaking on these things, you know. And don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm gonna give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that. Like, really be aware of what's being said before I even get a chance to be on the podium and speak for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these people saying all these things about what's going on with me, and it's just not true. Pay attention to what's going on out in the real world. You know, people are losing their jobs to these mandates. People are having to make choices with their own lives, which I respect. You know, and I don't want to sit here and play on people's emotions either. Just use logic. You know, what would you do? You know, if you felt uncomfortable going into the season when you were promised that you would have exemptions, or that you didn't have to be forced to get the vaccine. You know, this wasn't an issue before the season started. This wasn't something that I foresaw coming, where I prepared for it. And, you know, I had a chance to strategize on what was going to be best for me and my family. I came into the season thinking that I was just going to be able to play ball, you know, be able to use my talent to continue to, you know, inspire, influence people in the right way.
All right, stop right there for a second. So here's the thing so far about Kyrie is that he thought he was going to get to come into the season one way. You know what? Welcome to the club. I think we all expected to come into whatever our situation was job-wise thinking one thing, but the world changes as we change trying to fight a pandemic. The world changes, right? That's the way it goes now. I get it. I get you feel bad. Look, I think many people feel bad that they were told one thing about their job, but it turns out to be something else, because there's no rule book for how to fight a pandemic. Right? There's no rule book. Look, we've made it completely political, and the way it started, we could have been done with this thing months ago, but because with not wearing masks and not social distancing, it became a badge of honor. If you weren't wearing a mask, it was, what are you doing? You're spreading things, right? 99% of the people hospitalized are people not vaccinated. These are the facts of this. We could have taken care of it, but we're not. And everybody had ideas of what they thought it was going to be coming in, but things unfortunately change. Oh, we were told that if we did this, the pandemic would be over. Yeah, it's science. We're not sure. We're fighting it, and many states are doing great. Some states are not, but we're all doing better. And it seems like when we put our minds to it to fight this situation with COVID-19, we've started to do better at it. But yeah, things kind of change. And yeah, it does suck, and you get forced to make a choice about getting a vaccine or not getting a vaccine. Yeah, all right. I get that you feel bad about it. I don't know that I want this to happen, but everybody's got to make choices. And yes, I wish it was the other way around, but honestly, things are going to change. And in a month from now, if things are better, maybe there's going to be a less push to get vaccinated. Maybe, but I got to think that this is the way the world is going to be going. And you're going to unfortunately have to make choices because we're not dealing with something exactly. I wish we could have the right answers that Dr. Fauci could come on TV and say, if we do this, we will stop the spread of COVID-19. We will win by this date. But that's science. It's an inexact thing. We're fighting. There's no game plan for this. There's no playbook for it. We're just trying to do the best thing we can to try to fight this and tamp this down. So that's the one thing I would tell Kyrie Irving. Yeah, that's a pretty big club of people that thought the world was going to be one way, and it turned out to be the other.
Well, the other part of this is just from the timeline, you know, just to not to nitpick the man. But yeah, let's do it. The announcement of the mandate for New York in terms of restaurants, fitness center, entertainment venues, etc., was August 17th to go into effect by September 13th. So even if he waited till September 13th, it was still 2 weeks and a day before the start of training camps, with plenty of time to have wrapped your head around it. Look, and he's got his choices, and it's trying to say you're standing up for other people who are losing their jobs. Well, you're not losing your job. I mean, you there are plenty of other states, if a deal can be worked out, that you can go ply your trade. There's no question. Likewise, I mean, obviously it's difficult to uproot and move and everything else. Certainly not suggesting the other. It's your choice, right? And with choices come consequences. And for Kyrie Irving speaking out about this and trying to put a face to it and saying he hadn't had the chance, he'd had plenty of chances. And he used the Athletic and Shams and all these others, his agents and whoever else were the quote-unquote sources close to him, whether it was him or somebody speaking on his behalf. We've had plenty of that for a while now. So to say that you haven't had a chance to get into a podium and address it is disingenuous. You could turn on your camera, and obviously you figured out how to do Instagram Live. That wasn't hard. We've seen that before. Zoom calls and whatever else. Plenty of opportunities to do this. And now on the eve of the NBA season, again, it keeps breathing more air into a guy who's really of a very small percentage of players and people in the NBA who hasn't gone through the protocols. Protocols changed. Protocols change in a lot of facets of our life all the time, right? What's acceptable, what's not, ways of doing business, conducting yourself within a business. What are we talking about in the NFL? Guys that felt comfortable because of the way things were, and that's being outed. And, you know, in 2021, it's not okay, right? We had a big thing, and there's debates over the comedy content of a Dave Chappelle, whatever else. What is good in 1984 or 1994 or whatever? It changes. Society does. And for Kyrie Irving now to take to Instagram Live, and I appreciate that he's here, but you know, we've got to make sure we at least call due attention the timelines in that clip that you heard where there are some inaccuracies.
All right, let's hear some more from Kyrie. We'll pick it up right where you left off, Tyshirt.
You know, like putting this on me is just like, why are you putting it on me? You know, like this is not part of you know, what's going on in conversations with scientists, physicians, and doctors. I'm just a hooper, right? Like I'm just a person who's being utilized as an example. For some odd reason, you know, people love to have my name in the mix of just some BS. Like just hearing the way people speak so with so much conviction about what I should be doing with my life and what, you know, my teammates should be feeling about me. People, they like get so caught up emotionally. It's just like, yo, effing get vaccinated or just leave. You know, we angry at what you're doing, man. And it's just like, nah, that's like, what are you talking about? I'm a human being. I have emotions. I have feelings. I have thoughts, things that I keep to myself, things that I share. But I'm staying grounded in what I believe in. It's just as simple as that. It's not about being anti-vax or about being you know, on one side or the other. Like it's just really about being true to what feels good for me. You know, I'm still uncertain about a lot of things, that, and that's okay. You know, if I'm going to be demonized for having more questions and taking my time to make a decision with my life, then that's just what it is.
Okay, stop right there. So what could you possibly need more time for? What do you need more time for? This is not the vaccine came out and you can get it. And, well, I want to wait a couple of weeks. That I understand. There's people I knew that, hey, I was one of the first people to sign up. I wanted to get the vaccine, but I completely understood people who said, well, I want to wait a couple of weeks and see if there's any kind of side effects. Even though we've watched people get the vaccine and things have worked, I completely get that. When it comes time to putting something in your body, you want to wait and see. But people have been getting vaccinated now for months. And what do we see the CDC telling athletes? Guys, aspirin isn't this safe, right? I mean, this is a completely safe. You can find all the information you could possibly want about the COVID-19 vaccine. There's nowhere you can say, I can't find it. You can find any kind of information you want. So don't hide behind that. Tell us why you really don't want to get vaccinated. Give me a good reason. I always say, I am behind. If someone's got a good reason, I'll listen to it. I just haven't heard any yet. And especially from the players say, well, I think, I don't want to get it because, okay, give me a good reason. But here's Kyrie saying, I don't know enough about it. No, that doesn't wash. That does not wash. It washed in February and maybe in a little bit of March and maybe after you and your age group were eligible for the vaccine, maybe a couple of weeks after that, but we've seen enough of this now. I mean, this is what people hide behind. I don't know enough about it. You're just stupid if you just say you don't know enough about it. You can find out anything you want from anywhere. Healthcare professionals, doc, whatever it is, they will tell you. If you don't want to get it and you don't have enough people telling you what you want to hear, well, that's why people are sitting out. I don't have people telling me what I want to hear yet. I haven't found enough websites on the internet. I haven't gone to thingsthatarewrong.com yet to find out stuff about the vaccine. No, that doesn't pass muster anymore. You can't sit back and say, I don't know enough about it. You know everything you need to know about it, so give me a better answer.
I would just say this to tag it really quickly is, you know, he talks about, you know, what I believe in and what feels good to me, more questions, fine, and people getting all angry. Well, people are invested in you. You're more or less while you are a private company in terms of how you're looked at in the NBA, right? Each individual is their own corporation, we always say, right, at this point, and brand and identity. You are still a public figure, with great power, privilege, if I dare use the word, etc., comes some responsibility. And I think that's what folks, especially if you're a fan of the team or you've invested something in the team or the NBA, you want your stars to play. And I get it. It gets into that difficult proposition and trying to reconcile the individual from the sport, etc. Remember, they're human beings and it's his choice. Absolutely. But in terms of what it does to the team dynamic and the expectations, that's where we're going to talk here on Fox Sports Radio. And if he's available, great. If he's not, it's his choice. And everybody in that Brooklyn Nets organization will have to figure out how to pick up for the lost productivity.
Mm. I'll tell you, man, that this is, we're going to hear more from Kyrie Irving coming up. We got Dan Wojcicki stopping by next, LA Times Insider, all the latest on the NBA, the latest on the vaccines, the Lakers, everything else. We'll hear more from Kyrie Irving, but no, no matter who you are, you can't sit here and tell me I need more information. You got to give me a better reason than that. You got to have a better answer than that now. Like, that's the one I'm going to hide behind it because people have used it and they've kind of hid behind that. No, you can't do that anymore. If you have a good reason, say it. And if he had a good reason, he would have said so by now. But Kyrie Irving obviously does not. And you wonder just how much of his deal is about the vaccine. Is it about, I can now stand up for a cause and be in front of something? Because, you know, that's what Kyrie likes to do. I mean, none of it, what we've heard from him so far, does not make sense. We're just kicking off with this. Keep it right here. More on this coming up. Twitter at HowAboutAFresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. Kyrie Irving talked tonight, did an Instagram Live on his situation, why he's not vaccinated, as he can't play basketball in the NBA, the Nets say, until he gets vaccinated. And he said many things. We broke down some of them earlier this hour. We're going to break down the rest of them coming up in about 10 minutes. But it's clear after one thing he said tonight how Kyrie Irving is going to attack the short-term future, meaning the coming days, weeks, and maybe months. All right. Now, this is a case where yesterday the Nets said, listen, you're either playing with us full-time or not at all. We can't have you part-time. You don't want to get vaccinated. We're moving on. I told you the Nets want out of the Kyrie Irving business. Tonight he decided to go on Instagram Live, and he talked about, hey, if any of you thought I was going to retire, well, that's not in the cards.
Don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm going to give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that. Like, really be aware.
Okay, so hearing that, and I said last night I didn't think retiring was going to be on the table for him.
No, not at all.
But hearing him say this, Mike, I'll tell you what, I know exactly what the next few days and weeks are going to be for him. He's not going to play, and even though he says, oh, I don't want to be the face of this, he loves being the face of this. Right? He loves anything he can do contrarian-wise. You know, you hear the Doug Gottlieb promo all the time. That's what Kyrie is. He's a contrarian. And anything he can do, he loves. Right? He wanted to stop everybody from playing in the bubble, right? He was so nervous about COVID and everything else we're not being told, but now he doesn't want to get the vaccine. So he was nervous about people playing in the bubble, right? But now it's, I don't want the vaccine. He's a wild card, right? He's a rebel without a cause. Hearing him say this, it's clear what his plan is going to be. He's going to enjoy the publicity he gets from being the guy who is now the face of this anti-vaccination movement, which is a small one, but it's a big one because it gets a lot of attention. 99% of the people in the NBA are vaccinated, but here's Kyrie Irving, who is standing up for a good portion of Americans who haven't gotten vaccinated and don't want to. He's going to try to use this storyline, his influence, the backing, to find a way to push his way into playing for the Nets without having to get vaccinated. That's what his plan is going to be, and he's going to go with this until he realizes he can't do it. He may try to take it to the Supreme Court. He may try to take it somewhere, whatever it is, but this is clearly his strategy. Okay, now people are going to be behind him. He's already got people and politicians retweeting him. I stand with Kyrie Irving. Oh, my goodness. And that's what he's going to do. I'm going to try to do this, and I'm going to try for a little while to see if I can do this without having to get vaccinated. And boy, wouldn't that be something. That's what it's going to be. Then when that doesn't work, then it's the next part of his decision. The Nets have still moved on from him, and they're still going to move on. But for Kyrie, that's going to be his plan. I'm going to try this for a little while. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's a month. Maybe it's 2 months. Maybe it's until the end of the year, because I got plenty of time to get back in to try to play and collect money. I don't want to say goodbye to $200 million that I could be getting the next few years. But that's going to be his plan now for the short term.
Yeah, I think a lot of it still just goes back to navigating mandates, right? The vaccine itself versus the mandating of vaccine or no job, right? That you're seeing in some respects. In this case, it's a you can't play home games. So as a member of the Brooklyn Nets, now what do you do? Do you go in and like Andrew Wiggins did, right? Because he talked about it. And then what did we find out in short order? He went and got vaccinated, talking to his teammates or feeling forced or whatever the end game was. For Kyrie, you know, there's an opportunity here. My guess is that he can more than make up the dollars lost on the court during this time, depending on, you know, what causes and what he signs on with, right? Sympathetic money will be out there. And again, it's his choice. You know, the team's got to react. And I guess to some degree, you kind of knew there would be some challenges, you know, in that linear path with Kyrie Irving as a member of your squad. I don't know that you necessarily thought it would go this way, but we'll see what gets into the courts as far as trying to strike down local mandates, because that's the other part. It's a long season, as we talked about. Could it be a month? Could it be 3 months to where maybe something changes just based on the sheer numbers of cases and the spread within the New York metropolitan area? Then maybe suddenly it changes.
Yeah, right? It could change in a month. It could change in a month, and so suddenly you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Maybe it's a long game of, hey, you know what? I want to take the month of October off. I mean, Halloween's coming up. And
is his birthday coming up? When's his birthday?
Mine is, so maybe he's celebrating my birthday. So.
Oh, that's true. He could be taking time off for your birthday. I didn't think about that.
Didn't mean to be glib about it, but let's call it what it is. He could look at it saying, it's a long season. I don't need to be there in October.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the rest of Kyrie from Instagram Live. It's a must listen. We'll have it for you coming up next. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio, 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 radio. Happy birthday, Harmon.
Thanks, buddy.
Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He sounds sexy.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Oh.
And before we get to Kyrie Irving and more of his Instagram Live coming up in just a couple minutes, you know, we mentioned this earlier tonight, but baseball legend passed away today, Ray Fosse, former catcher at the age of 74, who, you know, listen, his whole life he's best known as the guy that Pete Rose bowled over in the All-Star game in 1974 to try to win. It's the reminder of what the All-Star game used to be in Major League Baseball, that the National League and American League would try to tear each other's hair out to win a game. Pete Rose used to tell stories about how the National League commissioner at the time would come into the locker room and say, we got to beat these blankety blanks. That's what the All-Star game used to be like between the National League and the American League. It's not that way. And, that play is a reminder of just why and where the All-Star game, where we want it to be, why there was so much pushing to make the All-Star game count after all these years. But that play, more so than anything, you know, used to typify what baseball was in the 1970s and before, how much it was about, wasn't much about money. It was about winning. It was about being able to do anything you can to win a game, even an All-Star game. And I always felt bad for Ray Fosse because his whole life as a baseball player came down to that play, right? He bowled him over and he dropped the ball and the National League won the game. And he was a guy that was an up-and-coming catcher who was an All-Star for a couple of years. But many people I remember talking to, that covered baseball back in the 80s and 90s when Ray Fosse's career was just, 15 years ago, said he never was the same after Pete Rose ran him over. He was just never the same guy, and he kind of had a knock-around career after those couple of years with the A's. Did win the World Series a couple of times, but that was really it. And it's, you think about that for your legacy. It's my baseball legacy is getting run over at the plate by Pete Rose in an All-Star game. You think about guys like that, like Bill Buckner, whose legacy was the ball going through his legs, or anybody whose entire sports career is summed up by one play that they either didn't make or didn't go their way, and that's exactly how they're remembered for the majority of their lives. It's a difficult thing. It's two very big images that you get when we talk about the death of Ray Fosse, which was, this is what baseball used to be, and this is what the life was for the guy that had that career.
Yeah, you mentioned Buckner. I mean, folks forget all the hits and the fact that he was a really good fielder. In Fosse's case, yeah, he is a two-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove. He started his career with the Indians, went back to the Indians for a couple of years after his couple of seasons with the A's and winning those titles. And, one of their all-time greats, right, in the voting that they did at the turn of the century. And, obviously it's a guy that's been in the broadcast booth. And when I lived up in the Bay Area, right, he's been up and around there. And certainly they've been playoff teams. So you catch some of the local feeds as you get into September. And one of the great things of the MLB early adoption of the streaming side, both audio and video, is that you got to see and hear these local announcers. So guy that had a unique perspective, right? The catcher's always giving you a good idea of the game. It's kind of like we listen in the NFL. I want to listen to offensive and defensive linemen, right? The guys that set the tables for things. Likewise here, the catcher. So, yeah, sad that his career is reduced to that one play. But remember, before interleague play, you had the All-Star game, you had the World Series. And so it was really the only time. Otherwise, you got to go and battle these guys that you heard about and saw in the highlights and whatever if you were in the other league. So the surprising thing, right, you know, as we get all the news today, Jason, was that he had been fighting cancer for 16 years.
That's a fight, man.
16
years,
man. That is battling. That is a guy that, you know, put it out and just kept – until his body, what was the Norm Macdonald line, right? It's a draw.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. It's a draw. Cancer dies. You die. When I die, cancer dies. That's a draw. That's not losing. That's a draw. I forgot. That's a
so
great line.
So our best thoughts to his, yeah, to his friends, family, and those that have watched his career and listened to him analyze games for all these years. Respect.
877-99 on Fox is the phone number. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, now let's get back into Kyrie Irving. The last hour or so, we've been listening to bits and pieces of his Instagram Live session tonight, in which he talked about why he's not currently playing basketball. The ruling of the NBA in the city of New York is that if you want to play basketball, you have to be vaccinated because you're playing in a large environment with many people around. And if you live in the city, you have to be able to get vaccinated. And Kyrie Irving is the guy who is not vaccinated in the NBA, one of the big stars who has chosen not to do so. There's been a lot of talk about it the last few days, especially with the Nets talking about how they're not going to welcome him back until he is fully vaccinated and can play. And look, I've told you the last couple nights, the Nets want out of the Kyrie Irving business. They can't depend on him to be a guy they can go forward with, whether it is injury, whether it is he may need time away from the team. They're done with the Kyrie Irving ride, and they want to move on. So while they're planning to go on, look, we've also found out today they're not going to offer Kyrie a new contract when his contract comes up in a year. So what does that tell you? I mean, really, what does that tell you? They want to move on. But let's listen to a little bit of Kyrie Irving explaining why he's not getting vaccinated and what his immediate plans are and all the thinking going behind where he is at. Let's hear a couple of minutes of him.
That's just what it is. You know, like that's something I got to sit in. You know, I know the consequences of the decisions I make with my life. You know, I'm not here to sugarcoat any of that. But if we really going to be real, like it's crazy times we're in. It's crazy times. Like, how many people are really thinking with a balanced view? You know, how many people are really thinking about the future of what's going on? It's crazy times we're in. We just came out of one of the craziest pandemics of all time, and you're telling me to think rationally. How many people are really thinking rationally? I'm not the focus here. You know what I mean? I got on here to really...
Let me stop right
really...
there for a second. Let me stop. How many people are thinking rationally? I think we're all thinking rationally. It's not like we didn't know what was happening, and in the middle of the night, people showed up at our doorstep with syringes saying, take this vaccine, and you could be safe from COVID right now. Oh, my goodness. No, you have no time to think about it. No, we've all had time to make rational decisions. We've all had time to think. We went through COVID for a year, and we heard about the coming of a vaccine. So you had plenty of time to think, okay, can I get used to the idea of a vaccine? The vaccine, that was the big holy grail for us, right? This is what's going to make it better for us. And the vaccine has made it better. But for some reason, people think it's not making it better. I don't understand that. But don't say, oh, it's crazy. Who's thinking rationally? This is what's been told. It's a vaccine. You take the flu vaccine every year, right? Do you ask what's in it? Do you say, oh, I don't know about the flu. I take the flu vaccine. Doctors are telling you, yes, it is safe to take. The CDC, everybody is, this is an okay thing to take. Now, can you find a doctor somewhere to say, I don't know about it? Sure, because you can find someone anywhere to tell you anything you want to hear, whether it's on the internet, whether it's on the phone, whatever. You can find a doctor saying, well, I don't know about it for that. Oh, that's the guy I'm going to listen to. 99 other doctors said I should take the vaccine, but this doctor said no, so I'm going to listen to that guy. No, you can find people to tell you what you want to hear, but don't sit back and say it's crazy times and we've had no time. You've had time to think. Do I want the vaccine? Do I not? So don't tell me it's because you haven't had enough time, because we had a year to think about it when we knew the vaccine was coming. And now we've had since February when the first vaccines came through. It's bleeping October right now. People have been getting vaccinated for 7 months. You have had time to think. There's no big stressful decision. No one's coming to you in the middle of the night saying, here it is, take this right now. I'm jamming you with a syringe and putting it inside you. No one's doing that.
Yeah, as you know, certainly there's outliers to it all, right? We've known folks in our 6 degrees of separation that were immunized and still got very sick, and a couple of them succumbed to it and died. I get that, but it's on the percentage wise, it's low. And that doesn't look, make your choices. Just know their consequence. That's it for Kyrie Irving. And as he says here, well, I know what it does. Like, well, you do for you. And you know, it's again, the living in society terms that we've talked about all of this, but you have plenty of time to do your research, to have your reasons. And if you don't want to do them, just saying, I have my reasons, I guess that'll have to suffice. Just know that you're a public figure and people are going to continue to ask questions. That you're one of the most recognizable stars in the league, right? That's really what it comes down to. And like him or not, and some of the things he said in the past that get you scratching your head. But in this particular case, it's still the, as long as his team and the folks there in Brooklyn understand, look, it's a mandate in the city, right? Who would have predicted that? I don't think a lot of people predicted that it would have to go to that extreme. Some are fighting and will take it to court to try to overturn it. Well, it's not there yet. So in the interim, you've got to deal with the situation at hand. And if this is how he decides to do it, well, the team loses out. His teammates and anybody that made decisions, including, you know, ownership to bring him in, right? Now they change going forward. There's not a new contract, but still under contract for now. So you've got to go fight with the union as to how that's all going to work, right? In terms of, you know, the games he would technically be eligible for versus home games and those road games here in California that he wouldn't be able to play. So it's not done from that angle, but, you know, going on Instagram Live tonight, all it's doing is exacerbating those that are enraged or those that are, you know, in full support of, and all it does is create a bigger chasm between the two, I think.
All right, let's hear some more of Kyrie Irving here. Another minute or so of him talking about him not getting the vaccine. Let's hear some more.
You know, I mean, I got on here to really show that, like, I'm real enough to stand up when I feel like I'm being put in a effed up position. You know, like, I'm not even that. I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't committed a crime. I'm not out here acting dumb, stupid. I'm out here taking care of my family, my kids. I'm out here putting on for the youngins. I'm out here trying to create a legacy that lasts a lifetime, you know, like multiple lifetimes. And if I'm being called out on what I'm doing with my life and I'm just living righteously and I'm living for me and I'm living for the people that love me and support me, you know, how is it that I have to be, you know, at odds with everybody? Yo, you're going to lose out on money and you're going to lose out on this. Like, so what? It's not about the money, baby. It's not always about the money. It's about choosing what's best for you. You think I really want to lose money? You think I really want to give up on my dream to go after a championship? You think I really just want to give up my job? You think I really just want to sit at home and not go after the things with my teammates that I've been able to grow with, to learn with, to learn that it takes sacrifice in this space? Because we could be easily at home chilling with our families, but we're choosing to go out there and perform, you know? And even in that job, like, that's a dream come true. I've been working on that since I was in fourth grade. You think I want to give up my livelihood because of a mandate, because I don't have accommodations, because I'm unvaccinated? Come on.
Okay, let me just say this. You think I want to give up my job, my dream, everything. I think I want to give up this. It's not about you don't have to. You could get vaccinated. Let's just understand that, right? You don't have to give it up. You could get vaccinated. And the Nets and the NBA are private entities that can make the rules they want to. All right. Just like we see rules. I see rules in the rest of the country. I saw one bar in Texas that had a rule that says you can't wear a mask if you come into the bar. Okay. I disagree with that, but if you can make your rule, right, that's your bar. You want to make a rule. You can't wear a mask in the bar. Okay. All right. That's fine. I disagree, but I get it. You don't have to give up your job. You can get vaccinated, but I don't want to get vaccinated. Okay, then. Then you got to figure out something else, because who you work for is requiring you to get a vaccine. Now, if you can debate the fairness of it, and I'm firmly there with that, because I told you from the beginning, this whole now the government is involved in telling people outside of working in the government that they need to get vaccinated, that I'm kind of not on board with. If the government wants to tell government workers to get vaccinated, great. That's kind of what the government does. The government's a private entity in that case. You can tell government workers you got to get vaccinated. Private employers can set whatever rules they want to. We need you to get vaccinated if you want to work here. You got to wear clown shoes on a Friday if you want to work. I don't want to wear clown shoes. You don't have to work here. Well, but this is my... Everybody makes their own rules. So just to understand, no one's forcing you out. You can get a vaccine because it's about trying to stop a pandemic. This is not about taking away your liberties. This is not if you don't give $50 to everybody you see every day you walk in, you can't work here. It's about trying to stop this pandemic. That's what the things are. Because when rules are being put in place, they're thinking about the 750,000 people who have died and the more people who are going to die every day because we can't get a handle on COVID. We wouldn't have the vaccine mandates if we had handled this better the first time around, if more people would have social distance, if more people would have worn masks, all of these things. But it didn't happen. So now more people have to get involved. More power has to get involved to stop what's going on, right? The government says we want to do our part here. Other corporations saying we want to do our parts here because we want to stop this. Yes, it is really unfortunate that people can't work and have to get vaccine mandated. And I don't like the fact the government is getting involved in something else. It's a private entity, but this is kind of the world we're living in right now. And Kyrie Irving has a choice. He doesn't need to quit. He can get vaccinated. He is choosing not to get vaccinated, so he can't play. If the same thing would be here at Fox Sports Radio, right? If they said to me, Jason, you got to get vaccinated if you want to stay here at Fox. And I said, but I don't want to get vaccinated. Can I really go on the air and say they're stopping me from pursuing my dream? No, they're telling me I got to work here and I have to get vaccinated. Well, I don't want to. Then I could leave. Right, they're not telling you you can't play. No one's doing that. No one's saying they're saying if you can play, but you have to get vaccinated. I don't want to do that. Well, then you can't play. This is not you can't play. This is we need you to do this if you're going to play. I don't want to do that. Then you can't play. That's part of it. He could play if he wanted to. He could get vaccinated.
Well, isn't the arena owned by a public entity? So isn't there, you know, and it's leased to the private entity businesses, you know, to get into the government thing just for a moment. But, yeah, the point's taken and certainly subject to more debate and consideration. We'll continue to break down Kyrie Irving's Instagram Live from today, and I'm sure he'll do a follow-up once everybody's had their say in the next 24 hours.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We got more on Kyrie, as Mike said, but some new developments going on in the 650,000 emails in the NFL and John Gruden and people stepping up saying, hey, wait a minute, I got questions. Oh, yeah, we got that next right here. Fox.